Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Smoke here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Ben Camp. He's the CEO and co-founder of Rehab Path, a startup based here in Madison. Ben, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks.
So why don't you start us off with a quick overview of the company for folks who aren't familiar?
Yeah, so Rehab Path is helping people find addiction treatment information online. So we started in 2017. And we have a global reach. One of our premier websites is actually in India. So it's one of the top places for people in India to find addiction treatment. We have some websites covering lots of other markets internationally. We'll be launching in the UK and then hope to come back to the US as we raise more funding.
Excellent. And I want to ask you more about that funding journey and some strategies there. But first, what exactly drove you to get into this space and to start a company working with folks who are trying to get treatment for addiction?
Yeah, so my co-founder Jeremiah and I worked with a lot of addiction treatment centers doing marketing, and we saw a lot of the challenges that are inherent in that. You know, trying to get someone to come to an addiction treatment center is actually really difficult. You know, people are in denial of their problem. There's a lot of stigma attached. So it's a really difficult marketing challenge. And at the same time, from the consumer perspective, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's actually people trying to take advantage of people in this like time of need, unfortunately, because there's a lot of money involved. You know, people are spending a lot of money to go to addiction treatment. They're being reimbursed by their insurance company. So there is a lot of money out there in the space. And so,
yeah.
Unfortunately, that means people a lot of times are getting taken advantage of by biased information that seems like it might be independent, but it's actually not, and they're taking advantage of people.
So we're recording here in Starting Block Madison, and I know that your company is based here in Madison as well. How big is your team at the moment, and is that growing at all?
Yeah, so we have four people on our team here in Madison. We just opened a subsidiary in India this past year, so we've got a couple people there, and we're growing that as well. So yeah, that's our team right now, but we are growing. We just took on some funding and kind of are going to be strategically growing our team there as well.
Excellent. So listeners to the WIS Business Podcast may remember an earlier interview with another Madison entrepreneur named Sri Kaluri. Can you talk about your connection to Sri?
Yeah. So we met Sri pretty recently because Zerology moved into Starting Block, I think, this past fall. Mm-hmm. And that's Sri's new company. And we just kind of organically met. He stopped in our office one time and met Olivia, who's my co-worker, and she's our research director, and she kind of walked him through the company. And then he kind of, I think, saw Rehab Path around. He saw us at the Wisconsin Tech Council thing last month. And then he just kind of came into our office, which we're right across from each other, and asked me, like, hey, are you guys looking for investment? And, you know, that's, as a founder, that's always a nice thing to hear. great conversation. And so we started talking, and there was a lot of alignment, and he ended up within just a few weeks invested in Rehab Path and wanted to join our board. And, you know, so he's on our board now, really actively involved moving into 2020. So that's just like, you know, that happened about 2 weeks ago. We closed on that. So yeah, we're really excited about that. Sri really, he told me the reason that he was investing is because he believes in our team and he believes in the vision, because he's really excited about what we're trying to do, what we're trying to solve, and sees the opportunity there.
Excellent. Well, that's great to hear about that connection.
Yeah.
And while we're on the subject of investment and raising funds, I know that you've got a crowdfunding campaign going right now. Can you talk about details for that and explain what folks may not understand?
Yeah, so I think a lot of times when people hear about crowdfunding, they think of like a Kickstarter campaign or something like that. What we're doing is actually crowdfunding using something that's called Regulation CF. It passed in 2016. I don't want to get too deep into it, but it's a federal regulation that allows accredited and non-accredited investors to invest in a company through an online portal. So it's really democratizes investing, really, is kind of the, you know, the storyline. So you're not just giving, you're not just kind of supporting us and hoping, getting a perk or something. You're actually getting equity in the company that, you know, upon acquisition or exit, will convert into ownership in the company. And so it's a really cool opportunity for people that support our mission and see the potential of what we're doing to invest in the company. And so we decided to go that route. You know, we're still going to be continuing to raise more through more traditional means, but we saw with something like, you know, addiction treatment, and it's so close to many people's hearts. And like, we have so many conversations with people that say, oh, that's great. Like, I'd love to help in any way I can, giving people the opportunity to do that.
Okay. And Ben, for people who want to get involved with the crowdfunding campaign, where should they go?
Yep. So you can go right to rehabpath.com/invest. And then that will redirect you to the deal page on Republic, which is the platform that we're using. So on there, you'll see all the information about our company. So even if you just want to learn more about Rehab Path, there's a lot of information on there, and then you can invest right on that page.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Yeah.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.